Hello, writer groupies, and welcome back to the show. I'm so glad you're here with me for episode 14. Today we're going to talk about the part of writing that so many of us wish we could skip, marketing. If you just sighed or rolled your eyes, I get it. Marketing can feel like the worst sort of thing for a writer. We love words, we love stories, we love creating, but putting ourselves out there, promoting our books, well, that can feel overwhelming, even unnatural. But here's the good news. Marketing doesn't have to feel like a chore. It doesn't have to feel like you're bragging. And today, I want to walk you through how you can market your work without losing your joy, your creativity, or your soul. Well, now, let's just be honest here. Marketing has a bad reputation among writers because, well, it does feel like bragging. Most of us would rather let the work speak for itself, and sometimes it feels endless. Social media, newsletters, book signings, podcasts, there are so many options that it's easy to feel, well, behind before you even start. And then there's that whisper of guilt. Am I doing enough? But here's the truth. You don't need to do everything, and you don't have to do it in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable or fake. So let's flip the script for a second. What if marketing wasn't about selling, but about connecting? Think about it. You write stories to connect with readers, with their hearts, and with their imaginations. Marketing is simply another way to do that, just in smaller pieces. When you share a snippet of your writing, or a behind-the-scenes look at your process, or even just a reflection about your day, you're offering readers a window into your story world. You're saying, come walk with me for a while. Now that doesn't sound so bad, does it? Try that instead of thinking, well, I have books to sell or I need to invite people into my world. So how do we take this big, intimidating thing called marketing and make it manageable? Well, here are a few gentle approaches. One, pick one main platform. You don't have to be everywhere. If you love visuals, maybe Instagram is your spot. If you love words, maybe you lean into newsletters or X posts. If you're a talker, maybe a podcast or a YouTube channel. Pick the one you enjoy most and give yourself permission to focus there. Number two, batch and schedule. Instead of scrambling every day, take one afternoon a month to create a handful of posts or newsletters, schedule them out, and suddenly you're free to spend your daily time writing again. Number three, repurpose your content. One blog post can become three Instagram captions, a newsletter topic, and a podcast talking point. Work smarter, not harder. And number four, how about you just engage and don't broadcast? Don't worry about being salesy. Talk with your readers, not at them. Respond to comments, ask fun questions, and share their reviews. Marketing is a conversation, not a megaphone. And here's something really important. You're allowed to take breaks. Consistency doesn't mean constant. Your writing comes first. Marketing should support your creativity, not smother it. It's okay to step back when you need to, because at the end of the day, word of mouth is still one of the most powerful forms of marketing, and that comes from having a book worth talking about. So remember, it's not about having 10,000 followers. It's about building genuine connections with the readers who are already with you. So, writer groupies, here's my encouragement for you this week. Try one small, low-pressure marketing activity. Maybe share a behind-the-scenes photo of your workspace. Maybe post a favorite quote from your book. Or maybe just send a quick thank you note to a reader. Marketing doesn't have to be a burden. It can be another way to share your love of storytelling. Thank you for joining me for episode 14 of Writer Groupie. Remember, marketing doesn't have to steal your joy. You can do this your way, in a way that feels authentic and sustainable. And believe me, This podcast has spoken volumes to me, your hostess. I mean, because sometimes, you know, social media wants to take over my life, and I loved hearing that it doesn't have to. So until next time, keep writing, keep dreaming, and keep connecting.